الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. واتبعوا أحسن ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون. أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين. أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين. أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين. بلى قد جاءتك آياتي فكذبت بها واستكبرت وكنت من الكافرين. ويوم القيامة ترى الذين كذبوا على الله وجوههم مسودة، أليس في جهنم مثوى للمتكبرين. وينجي الله الذين اتقوا بمفازتهم لا يمسهم السوء ولا هم يحزنون. الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Alhamdulillah, once again Allah has gathered us here for one purpose, to show us and to give us an opportunity to become individuals that are grateful for the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has repeatedly given us. Therefore Allah says, O you who believe, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Even though you may have created tremendous amount of injustice to yourself as well as others, there are ways in which to remedy the wrongs you have done, number one. And number two, in the process of putting right your wrongs, do not despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person despairs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that individual subjugates themselves to greater levels of wrong. Most of the wrongs you take part in are directly linked to the fear that you have in Allah. Most of the wrongs, you have to think of this, most of the wrongs you do, for example, oppressing your son, oppressing your daughter or daughter-in-law, or for that matter, someone else. Why do you do that? Well, if I don't oppress them, they're going to get stronger and they will think too much of themselves and they'll overpower me. So before they overpower me, I got to put the lid on them. It's linked directly to tawakkal to Allah. Or for that matter, you sometimes don't want to be generous towards a relative. You don't want to give them assistance. That not giving assistance is directly to your linking it in the fear of, well, if I give them something, I'm going to get poor. And if I get poor, then who's going to be there to help me? We have to understand one thing in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very, very seriously. The greater the fear you have regarding an entity, the greater your fear will be regarding that entity. Because Imam Shafi has made mention that when you fear something beyond that which is necessary, you are making that thing your ma'bud, your new creator. And once you make a thing your new creator, then Allah says, if you don't trust me, now go to that thing itself. That is why you will see some people that are very ordinary and very plain, but they make it in life. They make it. Intellectually, they make it. Academically, they make it. Financially, they make it. When you see their pattern of existence, you will see they don't have fear. They don't have fear of people. They don't have fear of humanity, but they love humanity and they love the Creator. They are very, very generous. Go and look at some of the wealthiest Americans or wealthiest people in the world. What do you see? They are making a lot, but they are giving in abundance. They are giving in abundance. They're not asking others to give. They're not getting other people's money and giving that. No, no, no. They are giving their own resources. Some of them, when you look at the history, they actually are leaving barely anything for their children. And yes, they could set up trust accounts and leave a lot for the children, but they don't do it. Now that is oppression in Islam. But why don't they do it? Because they say, people supported me, I'm giving my money back to people. So Allah is teaching us something. Don't create a new ma'bud. Don't create a new Allah. Allah is one. Allah is our creator. Allah is our sustainer. Allah is our giver. He is one Allah. And it is that one Allah that we have to continue giving continual allegiance towards. So by doing that, we will not despair in that Allah. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. So our despair is directly linked to fear. And that is something as a people that limits us. You know, when you study chicken behavior, and by the way, I'm not a chicken psychologist, but you'll notice something in chicken behavior, that a chicken will pet another chicken, right? You get, let's say you have 12 chicks, babies, baby chicks, and one pets another, and the one that is being pecked doesn't defend itself. It just accepts being pecked. Others will start picking it as well, and guess what happens to it? Eventually it dies. Psychologists have derived from this behavior and have proven repeatedly that when you show fear to other entities and you over defend yourself to other entities, a time will come when they will function as your creator, as your ma'bud, as Imam Shafi mentions. And once they begin functioning as your ma'bud, they would later thereafter ruin you. So that Allah is saying very beautifully here, oh, you who have sinned. Allah is not talking about you people here that are pious. He's talking about the criminal of criminals. And if you fall in that category, you know what you do at night, the day, what thought goes to your mind, what statements you make, what you don't make. So you can see, you know, if it fits you, then you can accept it. Allah says, oh, you who have transgressed in abundance, don't despair in that Allah. Make your istighfar. Put your behavior right. Rectify your behavior. As I said once before, but you know something? To put right your behavior is the hardest thing you'll ever do. To smile to me, to be nice to me, to be nice to others around is the easiest thing to do. Breaking a bad habit. Because what does it say in the books? It says, the Prophet himself, if not mistaken, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, tell me a man that has moved a mountain, and I'll say you are speaking the truth. Tell me of a man that has changed his behavior, and I will tell you you are a liar. Because behaviors, to change them, habits, to change them, is the most difficult thing. What they say in English, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. No dogs here, alhamdulillah, and no old people here. Many of what they say, at 65, before they used to have 40, life begins. Now they're saying at 65, life begins. Imagine. So, alhamdulillah, all of us, I don't think anybody's 65 here, please don't lift your hand and say you are, but all of us have this ability, inshallah. Look at the side touching his beard. You're 65 here, don't worry. Beard doesn't mean you're 65. Suffice to say, is the following, all of us have the ability to change. But the Quran says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair in Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Now Allah says, I'll show you why you must not despair. I mean, Allah is talking to us as if we are, you know, his babies, as if we are like these children. As if Allah is not saying, well, you are very intelligent, so I don't need to explain what I'm saying. He says, don't despair, isn't that enough? No, Allah is saying something else. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Trying to say to the one that has transgressed, he's using the word Inna Allah. He didn't have to say Inna Allah. But he's saying, Inna Allah, verily Allah, and only Allah we can add. Allah is the one that forgives. He didn't just say forgive, he said Jami'a, not only will I forgive, I'll forgive everything that you have done wrong. And by forgiving everything you have done wrong, Allah says indirectly, or from other ayah, I will take you closer to me, I will take you so close to me that your eating will become what I want you to eat. Your hands will touch what I want you to touch. Your walking will go and places you will go the way I want you to go. The contract you sign with your fingers will be done the way I want you to sign them. Now you understand why our social interactions are wrong. Now you understand why our signing is wrong. Now you understand why our tongue takes on the wrong things. Why? Allah has not forgiven you in entirety. That's the proof. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. So Allah forgives you totally. Then what happens? Your talking becomes the way He wants you to talk. Your walking becomes the way He wants you to walk. Your going places becomes the way He wants you to go to places. You begin to read the right things rather than the wrong things. So if those things have not been put right, now I'm not saying you're a sinner. You have to look at the Quran. The Quran is saying that Allah has not eliminated your sins. And if He's not eliminated your sins, then continually our talking will become the way others want us to talk. Our walking will become how others want us to walk. Our behaviors will become how others want us to behave. Then what does the hadith say? If you want to depend on others and become like others, then live like others and do whatever you want to do and leave Allah out of the equation. Now, my brothers, that is why we are in our current dilemma. We have taken Allah out of the equation. So Allah says, now do as you please. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. Now again Allah is saying, imagine, I mean, can you imagine the love of Allah, the patience He is having with people? If you didn't get anything out of today's khutbah, just seeing the patience of Allah on us is sufficient to soften the heart. Just seeing the mercy of Allah on us, how He is talking to us in the ayah, is just enough to soften you and say, you know what? I may have not understood a single word of the sinner and the speaker, which is myself. But at least I gather now from these ayat that I hope I can go and incline myself more and more towards Allah. Allah says, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh, you and I who have done wrong, undoubtedly, it is only Allah that is forgiving, and it's only that Allah that can create that mercy. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Turn to your Allah. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. He didn't just say turn to Him. Anyone can turn to Allah. You know, last week we spoke about something, about three places you can visit. Or if you visit, the best are the Ka'batullah. Just like if I say Makkah, people say, I went to Makkah, but I didn't go to Kaaba. Why did you go to Makkah? I went shopping. So let's get the thing straight here. Ka'batullah. Second is Madinat al-Munawwara. And third is Masjid al-Aqsa. These are three places, inshallah, if you visit, you'll never be questioned. There was a question that came up last week. Based on what did we mention Masjid al-Aqsa? Or why is there a possibility that Rasulullah ﷺ said Masjid al-Aqsa, you must at least send to them money for the oil? Why did it say that? My brothers, see, it's a good question, but it shows that how much we are lacking sometimes in our history, and it also shows how much we are lacking in our consciousness to وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, to the signs and symbols of Allah. And of course, why do we get distracted? Because we get caught up in so many other things. Got to pay the internet bill, got to pay the heating bill, got to make sure that you got that, you know, some people even have, what do you call this? exploring that has heat underneath it. All those things come in our way. They distract us from what we need to accomplish in life, spiritually speaking. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. When the people began laughing at Allah, Rasulullah ﷺ, and that indirectly, of course, then you're laughing at Allah, and they said, what's this Qibla change from Bayt al-Maqdis to all of a sudden the Kaaba? Doesn't Islam have his mind made up in a straight way? What's this? One way Qibla this way, next way that way. Who knows what will be next? Look at the answer. The answer was not, well, this is the new Qibla. The answer was, it doesn't matter east or west. Trying to send focus to the Sahaba and to those that are attacking Deen, that it is not east or west that is the most important thing, as much as man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. I mean, look at the logic. Look at how Allah is presenting an argument here. First, he cuts them by saying, forget east or west. Number one. But the hadith makes mention, don't give up your support for Masjid al-Aqsa. Now, this is a very political statement because we are involved in politics. I'm not looking at it from a political point of view. I'm looking at it from a spiritual, Islamic, legitimate point of view without the politics that is surrounding the topic of Masjid al-Aqsa. But at the same time, if you look at the hadith, it puts right even political aspects for those people that say, well, we don't want to help out the Palestinian this or Palestinian that, etc., etc. It's going deeper, and this is our religion. It looks very simple, but it runs very deep. So what is saying here? Forget east or west. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَنْ تُوَلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ. Then Allah says, instead of saying east or west, he says, now let me cut the chase and say what piety is all about. Look at how Allah is thinking, or telling us how to think. Forget east or west. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ. Worry about taqwa. Worry about doing good things. What is doing good things? مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. Worshipping Allah the way Allah wants you to worship Him. مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Believing in the day of judgment, in the way you are to believe in the day of judgment, that Allah will hold you and I accountable for everything. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ. Believe in the angels, angel of life, angel of death, angel of the various angels Allah has created. They all are created for a purpose and a function. And an angel is not like the Hollywood version. You know, nice, cute, little white dove that flies this way and that way. If you saw an angel, my brothers, you'll faint. And I probably will die. That's how serious they are. Angels are not this thing that Hollywood has brought up. And nowadays Bollywood too is doing it. So, an angel is serious. Allah will not tell you to believe in something that just flies in and flies out and jumps in and jumps out. مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ. And believe in the various kutub that have been sent down, including the Kitab Allah. وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. The 124,000 prophets, first being Muhammad Adam alayhi salam, and the last being Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, what does he say? وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. Then it becomes your imperative duty. Once you realize it's not east or west, once you realize that true piety is what? مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Believing in Allah, believing in the hereafter, believing in the prophets and what the prophets also brought with them. See, you can't just say, I believe in the prophets. That's not sufficient. If you believe in them and the sunnah and the lifestyle they also brought with them. Otherwise, why would you say man amana billah? So thereafter it says, it is your duty to make your iman stronger by what? Helping out those that are closest to you. And the ones that are closest to you are the hardest ones to help. Like, you know,
know, if I ask a guy to come help me with a certain project in the masjid, he'll help me. Maybe move the bookshelf, do this, he'll help me. But ask that boy to help his father and mother, oh, I'm very busy, I've got to study. Ask the boy to take out trash, oh man, you know, my grades are going to suffer. One trash can, he can't take out, grades are going to suffer. Ask him to come help me a whole day here, because I'm an outsider. I must have a good opinion of him. To be honest with you, after you move the bookshelf, I'll say, thank you, you go your way, I go my way. No opinion. I'm not going to waste my energy having an opinion on you. But that's not the way you think. So the Quran is saying, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَا بِالْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. That help out those that are close to you. Help out your relatives. Be kind to them. Be good to them. Support them. Give them what they need. And when you see people in the path of Allah, then it is your duty to also assist them in empowering them. وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الْعِقَابِ And thereafter, it continues with this in the next ayah, trying to bring forth aspects of justice. So my brothers and sisters, in conclusion, there are few very important things we spoke about. First, if you have sinned and you have done wrong, Allah says, don't let that consume you, because when it consumes you, it's going to push you in the wrong direction. And when it pushes you in the wrong direction, then perhaps it will happen that you will not worship Allah as Allah wants you to worship Him. You will be distracted. And once you do not worship Allah the way Allah wants you to worship Him, you will create a new creator, a little deity. That's why we say, La ilaha illallah. What's La ilaha illallah? Is none worthy of worship. There is no God. Now people are confused. There is no God but God. Why are you saying no God but God? No. There is no, that no, the first God actually means deity. There is no deity. That's why it's a small g, not a big g. The second one is a big g. That means Allah. Not gangster. Some people looking at me and smiling when I use the word g. No, no, take your mind out of that. So the small one is, but yeah, you follow the small g, you become a gangster. Deity. So anyway, there is no deity, there is no ma'bud besides Allah. So when you let your fear take over, then what happens is you worship the wrong thing. And once you worship the wrong thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away that love, takes away that affection, it takes away your ability to follow the sunnah, it takes away the ability to do right things. And you continually become guided towards the wrong pathway. That's why I said, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a only becomes a reality when Allah is worshipped, Allah is followed, and that spiritual connection is a continual reality in our 24/7 cycle. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in making this a reality for ourselves, so that we, inshallah, we can attain tranquility, not only in